This is Pam Johnson. I'm a farmer from Northern Iowa and currently the president of the National Corn Grower Association.
Pam, now we had our lawmakers in Congress busily working for us on over the New Year's holiday, and they actually came out with something after the last minute, not at the last minute, and they came out with a deal to avoid the fiscal cliff. And what is the National Corn Growers Association's reaction to part of that deal, which included a 9-month extension of the current farm bill?
Our reaction is disappointment. I guess severe disappointment. I guess I don't even have the words for it. For us, it was just a failure. You know, we don't support an extension of the 2008 farm bill. We worked very hard to see reform come to that. And we don't approve of direct payments or extending those direct payments. We didn't ask for them. We don't want for them. That being said, you know, we know where we are now. It's a new Congress. It's the 113th Congress. So we're more than willing to come back to the table and sit down and work with those leaders so that we can get a 5-year comprehensive farm bill.
It seems particularly ironic in that the fact that the farm bill that was passed by the Senate actually would have saved more money in the next 9 months than the current and in the extension of the current bill. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. It would have saved $23 billion. And, you know, when corn growers came out last year at Commodity Classic and we said we're willing to take our share of the cuts in government spending, looking at where our country was. And so we outlined exactly where we thought that the government should be to help farmers and to help them only when they need it. So I think that's what makes it so disappointing for us.
Well, it is a new year, and hopefully it will be a new year of good stuff happening in Congress. We've got a new Congress coming in. Doesn't change the makeup, really, of the houses very much, but at least there are some new faces that are going to be on Capitol Hill. What are you hoping for in the 113th Congress?
I'm hoping that everybody comes back. As you know, I heard all the legislators talk over the weekend, pleading with each other to please come back in a different frame of mind and to work across the aisle and to solve problems and quit the blame and quit the pointing fingers and quit the posturing. And let's just start to solve problems again and be accountable. And, you know, as I look into the new year, those are some of the questions that our organization's asking ourselves is, you know, the question that the Secretary Vilsack laid out several weeks ago is, you know, what's ag's relevancy, not only to this Congress, but to what's going on in the world today. And so we've been asking ourselves some really hard questions because we want to be relevant and we want to be accountable. We also want and expect that from the 113th Congress. So I'm looking forward to picking up the pieces now and see what we can put back together.
On the positive side, we did see some change in the estate tax. At least there was some changes in it for the positive, for as far as agriculture is concerned.
We are relieved with those changes in the estate taxes going forward because that is a huge deal for farm families. Most of the equity that we worked so hard for over our lifetime goes right back into improving the farm and improving it for the next generation. And so with the high prices we're having right now, which in turn lead to a higher valuation of everything that we own, whether it's the land, the building, and the machinery, we're at a point right now where it doesn't take a very large size farm to be able to have to be concerned about not being able to pass that down to the next generation or to build on a farm business. So those were really some welcome changes, and we can all be pretty depressed about some of the things and some of the process and the way the government process worked. But I think this is one thing that is a baby step, some starting to solve some problems. So if we can just continue with some of that debate that went on and solve some of those bigger issues, we'll all be in better shape for 2013.
All right. Thank you very much, PM Johnson, President of the National Corn Growers Association. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.